It's Tribe Time, but no longer Chief Wahoo Time with the franchise. Let's talk about it. Great column this morning from Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, 8-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year, and graduate of Benedictine, and with us this morning, Indians owner Paul Dolan, speaking to Terry about this decision. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Will.
Great column this morning, Plain Dealer and at Cleveland.com. He told you it was really the toughest decision they've had to make, huh?
Yeah, I have to admit it surprised me a little bit, but of course, I've kind of saw this coming for years and years, but I think, Paul Dolan was weighing the history here, and he was feeling clearly pressure from Major League Baseball. And it's funny now, even those who wanted to get rid of Chief Wahoo now is being criticized, well, why didn't they just do it right now? Why is there a year grace period, this or that? And I think there are others on the other side. They want to dump the nickname. Some people want to have the Chief Wahoo police and, you know, shake down everybody coming in, what they're wearing. This issue, you think the whole world revolved around it.
You really do, Terry. And I've had some interesting texts already calling it, hey, it's a great compromise where neither side is happy, or another, it's an ultimate hypocrisy, you know, where you're not going to have the players wearing the logo anymore, but you'll still sell the merchandise to fans in the stands.
Yes, I don't think it. My guess is there won't be a whole lot of stuff available. That had to do with keeping the copyright, because they really were concerned, not just with, you know, picking up a few extra bucks from T-shirts, but if they let it go, somebody else then grabs it, and they could do anything they want with the image. And I'm sure they sat around a bunch of business people trying to brainstorm and protect themselves. My guess is Major League Baseball is not going to want the Indians to have 14 Chief Wahoo stands selling stuff at the ballpark. So let's get real about that.
Well, you look at this. It is a very emotional subject. Growing up here, Terry, I know you did too. I mean,
sure.
It was part of our fabric when we associate ourselves with the Indians as fans. And I get all of that. Jerry Seinfeld said we only cheer for laundry now. Well, that laundry gets personal here. Yet I do understand there's been so many protests over the years, and obviously this has really upset many across the country.
I mean, I guess my feeling about 20-some years ago when I went to, and I've been on several Indian reservations since, but, you know, would I wear a Chief Wahoo hat on Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming or some of the ones I went to in South Dakota? The answer is no, I wouldn't. The interesting thing out there, I don't hear a big objections to the name. You know, for example, one of the biggest newspapers and reservations in the country is called Indian Country Today. So I'm glad they didn't get into the whole name thing. And I do understand, too, for some people, it's just a cause to yell about. But I happen to believe I actually like compromises. In a true compromise, not everybody is happy with everything, but a lot gets done in the right direction. I thought that's what happened here.
Now, of course, the All-Star game is going to be here. And from your conversation with Paul, he said that he didn't feel that it was a threat, that it would be not given here or taken away.
That's what he said.
From Major League Baseball, from Rob
right.
Manfred.
I'm saying that's what he said.
Yeah.
What implicitly, or what was implied, who knows.
Yeah.
And I do think that, what has happened, too, with the Indians becoming good and being on national TV as much, I think that Major League Baseball felt more pressure to try and change the logo and so on. So that was another factor there. In the end, the logo was going to be changed at some point, and even Paul Dolan realized that. I mean, they've been moving. Oh, remember, they had the Indian's eye for a while and everything else. I am curious because they're going to have to put something on the shoulder in 2020, some sort of patch. I don't think the black C is what's going to end up there.
Right. Be interesting to see what they do. Well, I mean, timing's everything. You got Tony going into Cooperstown, so this is now a side story that's no longer a story. I mean, everybody's been wanting this thing to go away for different reasons, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it will die down some, so we'll see.
All right, I'll still walk around Goodyear with my Wahoo. No one said a word, but that's just me. Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Great column this morning as Paul talked to him about the decision. Terry, thanks, pal.
Take care, guys.
Be good.